On this week's AP Religion Roundup, the Christian right cheers new House Speaker Mike Johnson as one of their own. Applause rang through the House of Representatives this week as Republicans, after weeks of infighting, elected Mike Johnson as the new Speaker of the House.
So what is our creed? We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, not born equal, created equal.
Evangelical Christian conservatives have long had allies in top Republican leadership in Congress, but never before have they had one so thoroughly embedded in their movement as the new House Speaker.
The job of the Speaker of the House is to serve the whole body, and I will.
He has extremely conservative views on many topics that impact Americans every day and that have been shown to be topics that Republicans have lost in recent elections.
Arnoush Shamiri reports on Congress for the Associated Press.
And those include his stance on abortion. He is extremely anti-abortion, and he helped facilitate, you know, what ended up being the Supreme Court's ruling on Roe v. Wade last summer. And he is also extremely anti-LGBTQ, seeing homosexuality as a crime. And beyond that, he had a very definitive role in former President Donald Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election.
Progressive activists are alarmed at Johnson's culture warrior credentials. But Johnson's greatest challenge may be bringing together a GOP that's deeply divided.
Speaker Mike Johnson is going to face the same inherent issues that plagued speakers that came before him, including Kevin McCarthy. He is having to do the intricate balancing act of falling into favor with his right flank, who have at any point can bring up a motion to vacate with just a handful of members and remove him in the same way that they removed McCarthy weeks ago, while also being able to protect the Biden 18 district Republicans who are facing really, really tough races coming up next year.
I'm Walter Ratliff.